Red and gray wolves are extinct here, but this sound once echoed through the Commonwealth.
They historically range throughout this entire area, and they are definitely a piece of our ecosystem that is missing now.
Misty Bose is executive director of Wild Virginia, a group committed to protecting and connecting our last wild places. The organization doesn't have a position on restoring wolves to this state, but it does plan to host an online talk by journalist and author Stephen Nash this Wednesday at 7 p.m.
And he's going to be talking about what makes red wolves so unique and distinct as a species. And he's also going to talk a little bit about the reintroduction program in North Carolina and discuss what might be possible for red wolves in Virginia.
You can register for that free talk at wildvirginia.org. So far, there are only 9 red wolves in North Carolina, but thousands of gray wolves survive in Alaska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Idaho. Colorado plans to pay for its restoration with hunting and fishing license fees and will compensate farmers for livestock lost to wolves. I'm Sandy Houseman.